This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. We're talking about the changing of the guard in Washington on today's show. And President Trump's team has hinted at overhauling a program that offers work permits for highly skilled foreigners. These permits are called H-1B visas. About 85,000 of them are granted every year. They are already very sought after and hard to get. And the tech industry has fought for years to expand this program. So right now, Silicon Valley is really on edge that they won't have the workers they need. Our California Pulse contributor Andrew Stelzer told me that the startup boom of the last couple of years has created high demand for tech employees, and he tracked down one of these H-1B holders.
Pradeep Bhadrachalam. This guy has really made a home for himself in California. He has three dogs, he rides a motorcycle, drives an SUV, he hikes in the mountains, and of course, shops at Costco. Those oversized shopping carts you hear are as American as apple pie. This Costco store is in the Bay Area suburb of Fremont, California. Walking up and down these aisles filled with giant boxes of cereal, laundry detergent, and frozen tilapia, Pradeep Bhadrachalam recalls the first time he entered one of these huge warehouse stores. It was about 9 years ago, soon after he arrived from India.
We don't have anything like that in India. It was very weird.
Back then, Bhadrachalam was doing his PhD in nanotechnology at the University of Texas at Arlington. Today, he's shopping for some basics: olive oil, salad greens, and a giant pack of organic chicken legs.
I guess you're not vegetarian.
My girlfriend is vegetarian. She doesn't eat meat at all.
Well, you got a lot of chicken there.
That's for me and dogs.
Oh, you feed the dogs organic chicken?
Yeah, whatever I eat.
Very nice.
Not everyone can afford to feed their dogs organic chicken, but Bhadrachalam makes over $100,000 a year doing something that many of us wouldn't even understand. He's a process engineer at Lam Research Corporation. His job is to design tools which are used to make semiconductors, key components of electrical circuits.
My plan was just to do master's and go back. Yeah, I wasn't planning on staying here or even working here.
The H-1B visa gives him a few years to decide. It's good for 3 years, can then be renewed for another three, and sometimes even longer. So he's here, like hundreds of thousands of others, guest workers in lucrative tech jobs.
85% of the H-1B visa are going to computer programmers and electrical engineers.
That's Giovanni Perry, professor of economics at the University of California at Davis. Originally from Italy, Perry himself used to be in the U.S. on an H-1B before he married an American. Perry's research has found that foreign workers here on H-1Bs not only help their American employers profit, their presence also helped create more jobs within that company.
If they were to go away, we would just have a slowdown in the growth of that sector.
But the program has plenty of critics who feel that the jobs that go to foreign-born workers could be given to American citizens instead. One of the most iconic American companies, Disney, got blowback when the entertainment giant laid off hundreds of their tech employees and replaced them with foreign workers, many of whom came directly from India. In their last weeks on the job, they were asked to train their own H-1B replacements. One federal judge said Disney did not violate the law, but there are still legal actions pending, and lawmakers are split on what needs to be done.
The idea that you can legally hire a cheaper foreign worker and replace an American worker for a lower wage is illegal. It's illegal.
That's Republican Senator John Cornyn.
And if it's happening, it ought to be prosecuted. It ought to be enforced. But the idea that somehow H-1B is a way to bring in cheap foreign labor and fire Americans is false, or at least that's not what Congress has intended, and that's not what the law says.
The government only gives out 85,000 new H-1B visas each year. Last year, more than 230,000 people applied for the 85,000 spots. A lottery decided who got in. Everybody else was out of luck. 2 years ago, Pradeep Bhadrachalam didn't get picked and had to stick around on another non-renewable work permit. He worried he'd have to go back to India, where he'd be earning less and not utilizing his PhD-level skills in education. He reapplied for the H-1B in 2016 and waited anxiously to see if his name would get chosen.
And luckily I got it this year.
How did you feel when you didn't get the lottery?
It's horrible that you spent so much, you worked so hard, you studied here, and you still couldn't go through.
Tech industry giants like Facebook and Google have lobbied to increase the number of new H-1Bs. As with many topics, candidate Donald Trump was on more than one side of the H-1B issue. At first, Trump said H-1B is very, very bad for American workers. Later, during a Republican primary debate, he softened his position on highly skilled employees.
They'll go to Harvard, they'll go to Stanford, they'll go to Wharton. As soon as they're finished, they get shoved out. They go, they want to stay in this country. They want to stay here desperately. They're not able to stay here. For that purpose, we absolutely have to be able to keep the brain power in this country.
Professor Perry, who follows workforce trends, says Trump's unpredictability has the tech world on edge.
The Trump administration has not given any pragmatic and practical indication on what they will want to do.
Perry says if we want American workers to fill these positions, we need to ramp up science, technology, and engineering education to create more talented graduates. For The Pulse, I'm Andrew Stelzer.
Alex Stern contributed to this report.